Are you looking for a perfect getaway into the world of more? Then look no further. My name is Banchi of Lagos, and this is Fans Talk, where all your opinion counts. As a fan, we all love to be heard. And when that happens, we get excited and we crush. This is more than just a show. It's a community. So what are you waiting for? Head over to jamming.fm right now and let's get talking. Most times I wonder how you could be a celebrity and live a private life. Because to me, it's just not possible. Like, it's one of the most, it's like mission impossible, you know. It's like wanting to be in people's face and not being in their faces at the same time. It's traumatizing.
Well, if you ask me, I'll say being private or having a private life is dependent on what you want. Mm. Now, I decide for myself what's private and what's not private. So It's left to me to decide. After I had made that decision of what is private and what is not private, then I decide what I can put out there. Besides, being a celebrity means you have to be top on the minds of the people. You have to be top on the mind of the people because people have to know you. People have to remember you. And so for people to remember you, there are certain things you have to do. Probably you have to organize shows. You have to maybe save fame mechanism or something you just have to do.
On that note, ladies and gentlemen, we welcome you to another exciting episode of Fans Talk. My name is Banji of Lagos, and the voice you just heard, she needs no introduction. She's probably going to do it herself because she doesn't like people saying her name. So please, I might just give her the honor to do it.
All right, my name is Perpetua Fasomipita, the beautiful one with no worries, but you can call me Perpetua for short. Well, I'm with him on the show today, but you can always get to listen to my show, Story of the Gods, on jamit.fm also.
Story for the Gods. When you said with no worries, I'm like, okay, with all the old traffic in Lagos, all the old weather, like the sun in Lagos lately has been super crazy, like super hot. And you still say, you're still claiming there's no worries. How?
One thing about me is I decide for myself what I want to do. So I can decide to be worried or not to be worried. And so when something has become a pattern, you shouldn't be worried anymore. Rather, you should adapt and be able to deal with it.
I don't know how you can adapt to the song because this song can boil water, ladies and gentlemen. So it's still Fast Talk. And on this episode, we are talking celebrity relationship. Yes, so we are breaking down everything you need to know from baby mama drama to keeping private life private. How possible is this? Do we the fan just want so much information that we can get, or is the celebrity that are giving out too much information that they could possibly give at a particular time? So that and more is what we're going to be discussing right here on the show. So don't you go nowhere. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back, guys. So it's still Fans Talk, and I'm still with the delectable. You want to say the name again?
Perpetual.
Okay. I don't know. Let me try it. Okay. Perpetual.
Did yeah, I? Yeah, you tried with your husky voice. Yes.
Yeah. Did I try it? Perpetual?
You did.
All right. So I might just say perpetual. All right. So let's start with the topic. But before then, we have the privilege to ask people on the street of Niger, Africa, to toast their favorite celebrity. And you'll be shocked by what you're about to hear. Are you ready for it?
Definitely, let's do this.
I know you guys would laugh. Just keep in there, hang in there. Yeah.
Hey, my name is Moyo. Sorry, as in, I just like you. I just feel your song. I just want as in kako wa kako just jade kako ni nice time kako chill out kako show get now.
Sure, get now. I'm like, what? I'm like, I just imagine myself being Olamide and listening to Moyo Sore toasting me. I'm like, by the way, Moyo Sore is a girl and she sounds so, I don't want to say the word, but she sounds very good. And you know what I'm saying? So when she said, sure, get now, I'm like, Olamide will be like, no, me'll get. Like, you know that sound, but it's good. I mean, what would you have done? Would you have probably do something better?
All right. If I were the one, maybe I wouldn't sound the way she sounded. I mean, it's a class thing anyway. Mm-hmm. But apart from that, I think she made her point. She made her point. She made it clear. This is what I want from you. I mean, do you understand? Mm-hmm. That's the meaning of show get now.
Mm-hmm. Like, show get. Yeah. In case you do not understand what show get is, that do you understand? That's exactly what she's saying.
And she was saying something in Yoruba. Basically, she was saying, Olamide, I would just like us to be together. I would like us to, you know, be an item, go out, you know, be a thing.
Well, which brings me to what is rampant this day, the baby mama drama. I feel that every lady who's been at this, at that point, wanted something more than just, okay, love. It wasn't love for music. It was beyond music. It was something more. So that, I guess that's what she said. Oh, I just want us to be together. You know, I just want to have a nice time with you. Which is what these ladies want. So ends Baby Mama.
Well, when you say these ladies, I believe you're talking about the ladies who are involved in Baby Mama syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, talking about Baby Mama, one thing, I remember when this term became really popular in Nigeria, I was wondering and I said to myself, did they start out wanting to be someone's baby mama?
Mm-hmm.
Or was it that they were in love mm-hmm. and somehow the love went bad and mm-hmm. they couldn't continue, but unfortunately, they already had unprotected sex? What exactly happened? And then unfortunately, I also got to know that there are some ladies who just want a night with a celebrity. They just want that night. I'm like, so what difference does it make? What difference? It's just the fact that someone they idolize, someone they feel, oh gosh, this person has got a lot of clout out there. This person has a lot of respect mm-hmm. out there. They just want to be involved. They want to be part of
what it is that they're doing.
So they just want to be part of, they want to be identified with that person. And if you ask me, I'll say this has a lot to do with low self-esteem and thinking that you only get validated when you get close to someone very popular. You don't need someone very popular to get validated. For me, that's what I think when I hear the ones who say, I just want a night with him or I just want a night with her.
You know, I feel that if it's just a night with him or with her without any, no string attached, it's good.
What does a night without strings attached?
It's just because I believe on the celebrity part, there's no string attached. They just feel, oh, someone appreciate them and they just want to have fun. It's celebrities. How star do? You know, so it's really not, there's no string attached. You know, there's no, oh.
Okay, maybe I didn't emphasize or I didn't make clear what I was saying. When I said just a night, I meant one night stand. Mm-hmm. I meant something actually happened.
But how would you have thought that one night stand would have a string attached? I mean, you've been nursing this love, affection for probably 13 years of the person's fame, and you eventually got to meet them. Just one night stand. I mean, you're meeting me, if I were to be the celebrity, I wouldn't feel anything. I would just, okay, you like me. Okay, yeah, you want us to go out? Fine, yeah, let's do this.
You're the one who is saying this. Have you forgotten how that some of these celebrities, when they're going to perform in some places, there aren't girls for them? Do they know those girls from anywhere?
That's what I'm saying, that they necessarily do not have to have like a thing or an affection to the women or to the ladies.
I'm talking about the girls here. I'm more about the girls. I'm talking about the baby mamas right mm-hmm. here. I'm talking about what the girls are thinking before getting into that relationship or before having that sex with that celebrity. So
I would think that, okay, probably they want something out of it. They want more than just, okay, I don't want just to be a fan, but I want to be more than a fan, like bearing the name, being the wife. That is enough reason to probably want to.
It's a beautiful thing to have dreams. You know, you can aspire to become something in mm-hmm. life. You can aspire to be somebody's wife. But then if it is not mutual, then you're going to be hurting yourself at the end of the day.
But Rook, you don't care about whether or not it's mutual. You just want to be with them. It doesn't really matter whether it's mutual or not.
That's where the problem starts from. So are they comfortable? Are they happy being baby mamas? I guess there are some persons who just want a child mm-hmm. by someone.
Mm.
Whatever it is that works for them, good for them. But I just feel there are some persons who claim to love these celebrities. And for them, it's more like this guy cheated me. He loved me. I got pregnant by him and he just dumped me. Now I'm a baby mama. Some persons give us that vibe of being a victim.
I love the fact that you said some person gives us that vibe of being a victim. But it would not be cheating if it's not mutual. You know, if there's no agreement, if there's no, yeah, I love you in return. If there's no word, it's just, okay, normal passion, nothing more. It's just normal sex, yeah, with sex, with kiss, yeah, and that's all. It could happen once, it could happen twice. You know, if that never, if it was just like something, okay, we're just friends with benefit, that's cool.
Well, we're not involved in the whole drama, so we don't necessarily have some of this information or answers to some of these questions. Mm-hmm. We're just looking at the possible scenarios, you know, the possible stuff that could play out. Mm. But then for me, I just feel that if your intention is to become somebody's baby mama, mm-hmm. then I don't know what to say to you.
Well, I mean, whatever it is that rocks your boat, you know, I just feel that whatever makes you feel good, some people find so much achievement in being someone's baby mama.
Can you be someone's baby mama quietly and not bother us about it?
Well, that is the truth, because if you're a baby mama, you cannot keep quiet about it. Your child needs child support. You have to upkeep yourself. You need to look good. You need to be in people's faces. People must know you.
Sweetheart, if you want a child by a guy, then you should be ready to take up your responsibility. I see no reason why. I mean, that's your dream. Why should I fuel or fund your dream?
So that brings us to the drama.
I have a problem with a woman who wakes up and decides to be somebody's baby mama, or decides that she wants to have a child by a particular celebrity. And in some cases these days, you don't even have to be a celebrity. Sometimes you're just a rich guy, and some persons like your name. Mm-hmm. They just like things about, and they think it would be good to have a child by you. So I feel that if you do that, you should be doing that because you're ready to take responsibility for that child. Right. Mm. You don't bring that child into uncertainty. I mean, that's an innocent child. Mm-hmm. That's a child who didn't beg you to come into this world. Mm. That's a child who was probably lounging in heaven, who was enjoying the bosom of the father.
But sometimes I feel that some of these women probably feel, okay, you know what, he's rich. I want to be part of that wealth. I want to eat from that money. So am I having a child?
You don't bring a child into that because this is uncertainty. Except you have an arrangement with him and then you're telling him, guy, I go like get your pikin.
Mm.
If he accepts, fine.
You know, I've been with people who says, you know what? I don't want to get married. I just want to have baby mamas and be fine. I'm believing bad boy for life, baby boy for life. That's all.
And they're ready to take care of the child?
They're ready to take care of the children.
That is different. That's what I'm saying. Whatever it is you want to do, make it mutual. Mm. You don't come back to me as a man and tell me child support.
Mm.
Are you something wrong with you? Was that our plan?
But I feel that at some point you should be responsible for whatever comes out from you.
As a man?
As a man.
That's the point. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying nobody should force me into being responsible.
Mm.
It should be something. I mean, what I'm trying to say here is, if you schemed
your way into my life,
you schemed and then you did all of these things, and now you're telling me I have to provide child support. When you were scheming, didn't you think about taking care of that child?
Mm.
What if I died? What if I did it? I only made it to the second month of your pregnancy. What would you say?
And in my
will, you're nowhere near because we're not married.
True.
Let me put
you on the spot, though. Ladies and gentlemen, for the record, she's married. So I want to ask, if you were not married, would you have probably, you know, had a one-night stand with a guy without having a baby mama mindset? Would you have probably had a one-night stand with maybe a rich guy or a celebrity?
No, I wouldn't do that. Remember when I started this conversation, I talked about self-esteem. I talked about validation and stuff like that. For me, I feel all of these things stem from self-esteem and confidence in yourself.
Mm.
When you feel that dating a particular guy will improve your social status and all of that, that's when you stoop and then do some of these funny things.
Mm.
I don't believe in that.
It's okay. All right. So, yeah, still talking about baby mama. I mean, I feel that at some point, those people do not want this conversation out there, but eventually get out there. And that's where I ask myself that, at what point as a celebrity do you get to make your private life private and keep your secret secret? Because most celebrity this happened probably by mistake and they didn't want you to go escalate, but unfortunately you did. And we're talking about it today. So as a celebrity, you being a person, if you were a celebrity, for example, how would you probably ensure that, okay, my life, I'm drawing a thin line between what is private to me and what I can put out there? Because I feel that most celebrity have a problem with this. We have so many of them on social media. And you wonder, what was this person thinking about when they posted this thing? Because I'm like, is this person sick? Do you get what I'm saying? Because you wonder how much information they put out there and they forget to know that internet always never quit. Internet is always there. Even 20 years, 100 years from now.
I think you're judging them based on your own personality and individuality.
Mm.
If I feel that telling you my EDD isn't a problem, then it's not a problem. EDD, by the way, is expected day of delivery.
Yeah.
So if I feel it's okay to put it out there, you don't have a right to tell me it's wrong. You don't have a right to tell me it's my private life.
Mm.
I knew that before I put it out there. So I don't know what you saw, but somehow I just feel you're the one who is taking this thing like it's a big deal. In fact, whatever I put out there is no longer private. I want to believe I thought about it before putting it out there. So I don't want to, I don't know, I just feel people should just be.
So it should be, okay, whatever you want to be, just do you. Just put your life out
there.
So
if you want to put it out there, I think it's our own society or our culture, the culture of fear, the culture of, oh, you're going to use this information against. No, not that. Now, a woman is pregnant. She doesn't want to take pictures during this period. Even if she does, she wants, don't post. Because somehow, some village people will probably notice that she's pregnant and they're going to
suck the baby.
Do you understand? So I feel we grew up with that mentality. You want to get married or you had your introduction. That's where the family gets to meet and then pick a date. You're not putting it out there. Why? Because, so that when it goes wrong, it won't be a public disgrace. It will be a personal something.
Something that you suck in.
You suck it in. There is no one to ask, what of that picture, that introduction you did 2-5 months ago, how far? You know, it's that will be public shame and more pain and all that.
So I want to ask you this question, you know, knowing that you're pregnant, and I know that there's been a lot of pregnancy nude photo shoot on the internet. So would you probably be giving us some of those, you know, just to appreciate your pregnancy board, you know, just to show that Oga have done a wonderful work.
To start with, I'm not even pregnant. Anyway.
Yeah, well, if you get pregnant, is this something you probably would do?
If I get pregnant, I would
just
like
to appreciate nature. Just so, I'm having my first child. Yes, I'm going to show it.
When I was getting married, I think I pulled this surprise thing, and I also hope to pull a surprise this time. I mean, it was a day to my wedding. I just posted something, and people are like, oh, are you getting married tomorrow? I'm like, yes.
Wow.
They were shocked that, oh, you're getting married. So, yeah, that's the kind of thing I want to pull. I mean, I've already started planning. I was telling my husband that the moment I get married, maybe the first two months, I'm going to take a lot of pictures. Mm. And so for the remaining 9 months, I'm going to be posting these pictures I have taken. Mm. So when I post them, you think, oh, that's a recent picture. You do not know that I already had it planned from my first trimester, you know. Mm. And then moving on, that day I'm just going to post. When I give birth, I'm just going to post. And they're like, she's giving birth? Come on, someone pulled that on us. That was, what's her name again?
Tony Abraham.
Yeah. She pulled that on. I want to pull that. Yeah. I mean, you don't have to do what every other person is doing. Well, not so many people are doing that. So I want to pull that.
So you
want to
pull that? You want to pull the old...
Oh, gosh. I revealed it. Well, it doesn't matter.
Oh, great. I think I would love to see that. I'm so sure you people want to see that as well. So let's move on to the last. So today we're also going to be celebrating 5 celebrity couple goals that on the internet that give us so much fever and makes us just want to love.
4 for me, 5 for him. Because I do not agree with one list.
Okay,
one of the people on that list.
Let's just get right to it. So Banky W and Adesua.
Take it away.
Story started from the DM and he escalated. But how did the story of you and your husband start?
Okay, for us, it was in church when the pastor said, move around and say something
Find
nice.
Your husband.
No, move around and say something nice to, I think, 3 or 5 people. Walk far away from your seat. So,
right, sorry, let me cut you. So 2020 is coming. So if pastor said, move around and say something nice to people, guys, this is the time to shoot your shot. Let's continue.
All right, so that day, I didn't even know. It was 1 month later, we spoke for the first time apart from that encounter, and that was when he told me this. So that particular day, he said he came, and then he stretched out his hand, and he just saw that I had a beautiful smile. I still do. I mean, I go for events, and I mean, I anchor events, and then people are like, oh, your smile was everywhere. So I'm like, oh, he said he saw the smile, and then he had... In his heart, I mean, I'm born again. He's born again also. We believe in God so much. We believe us. Said he heard in his heart, this is your wife. And then he thought to himself, the rest is history. Don't worry.
Okay, you know what? When is Thanksgiving? No, not Thanksgiving. When is first 2020, January 1st, I'm going to be in church with my holy self and I'm going to look for me a wife. So if you're out there, you know what to do.
What if your wife is somewhere in this studio, maybe out there? You don't go looking for a wife in a particular place. You just hope and pray that you find her.
You know what they say?
Just be open.
We find love in all places. It just happened. Well, shout out to you. So next we want to talk about is Omoni Oboli and Nnamdi. Now, she's a wonderful actress. And each time you just see her with her family, you just be like, this is so beautiful. It's either they're dancing and they have 3 grown-up boys. And you're like,
Whoa, those boys, they are the life of the party. By that, I mean, these boys are so sweet and amazing. And the way she looks like their sister.
You get it. You get, and then you were like, there's so much, there might be so many things going on in that family, but she's not letting probably the bad side get out there. And she's curtailing everything and making us see the beautiful part, which I think is very, very nice.
Yeah, so I think I like the part where you say we may not be privy to the details, mm-hmm. but what we see is good. Mm. And if you're able to keep it that way, whether it's good or not, then we like it. Mm-hmm. Keep it that way, we like it that way.
So, well, I know she doesn't, but I'm going to jump this next bit because I know she doesn't like it. So, but let's talk Two-Face and Annie Dibia.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Two-Face and Annie Dibia. Yesterday, I was still looking at Annie Dibia. So yesterday or 2 days ago, mm-hmm. I was still looking at her pictures and I was thinking to myself, this woman is amazing.
She's
something else. Not so many women can be like that. I do not pray for, you know, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But then she carried it well.
And she's strong.
She's handling it very well. Mm-hmm. And that for me is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I love her.
Truly,
she's
truly
good.
Amazing. Powerful, strong. I mean, after going through those scandals, controversial moments, you still stood your ground to say, you know what? This is my African queen, king, and he sang to me, so I'm going to be here forever. I mean, that's just something that I love. All right, so next is Olu Jacob and Auntie Joke Silva.
Drum rolls. Producer, please do
please,
not forget.
We need
that drum roll.
And
here.
Not just drum rolls, some clapping.
Yeah.
It is wonderful what they've had. You know, they've been together for decades and they're still going strong. You know, they're not letting the media, they're not letting the fans tear them apart. They're not letting the roles that they get tear them apart. You know, when they're at home, you know, there's that chemistry, there's that bond, there's that, you know, I remembered, was it not 2 or 3 months, the first child was wedding, I'm like, oh, this is something to talk about and to emulate.
Definitely, you said it all.
because
I like them, I really do. Auntie Joke, I love you.
Uncle Jacob, please, you need to tell us the recipe, you know, to keep all of this going.
They are African.
Yeah.
What I mean by that is, irrespective of the fact that they are celebrities, you know, the culture, the traditions, all these things, they embrace them. Mm. They're not letting exposure.
So they're not letting, feminism.
They're not letting all of that get in. Mm. I mean, they are keeping their
home. I'm a woman. I have a job. Imagine that. Mommy Joke, I could probably say, I mean, I have my job. I'm popular as well, you know.
Yeah. Do you understand?
I could get me a man, you know, and Uncle Jacob would probably get someone else. But just choose to stay together through thick and thin. This is wonderful. All right, so finally, now our face is changing, but when I'm going to say what I'm going to say, I'm talking about Davido and Ashura's Chioma. I am looking for a sister.
Chioma, my love.
Yeah. You know, she doesn't agree with me, but I just feel that no one saw this coming because everybody knew Davido had Imade, had the whole drama with Dele Momodu going on, and so many others. And when the whole Chioma thing started, people were like, oh, it's just going to be one of those things. But brother broke our hearts. And it went, you know, it was a divergence.
How did it break your heart? I don't get it.
No, like, it broke our expectation. Some people were expecting, okay, he's just going to be like a normal thing. You know, it was just, but it was a divergent and he diverted the whole thing and it went serious. And then we never saw it coming until he went to meet the parents. And then they were like, oh yeah, this is actually happening. This is actually for real. And then she got pregnant. People were thinking, oh, it's just going to be like one of those baby mama thing. But my baba was like, no, this is my sure mama assurance. And then she was like, yeah. And yeah, so I hope I gave you more reasons to probably talk about this, right?
Oh, well, for me, I would just say congratulations to them. I wish them well. I look forward to their wedding. I look forward to their 30th, 20th wedding anniversary. I look forward to their 5 years, you know, wedding anniversary, their 5th anniversary. I look forward to all of this. But before their wedding, please, can we just take them off the list? Thank you.
You know, if you have this kind of person as lecturer, you probably would be, you know, those kind of lecturer when they come in. So prepare your exam. Exam is coming in 2 weeks. These are the things that are coming out. And then when you come out in the exam or you probably do not see anything that she said, I'll be like, this woman is a witch. We'll be poisoning her. What did he just give? Why?
What did I do?
I mean, you should just be happy that Davido decided to take a good turn, and you know, we had all this celebrity who probably had like 3 baby mamas and still counting.
Sweetheart, you know, my point is this. I just feel they shouldn't make that list yet. They should make that list after 2 years, after 3 years, after 4 years, after 5 years, after we see how Chioma is able to manage those 2 other girls.
Well, anyways, it's our list. It's not your list, Nabe. It is our own.
Thank you.
It's not your list. It's our fan talk. So we are not talking it. I don't want.
But so, however, story of the gods list. We release it next year.
However, we love them, and we just wish them success and whatever it is that whatever she just said it right, that you need to manage all of these things going on. And I know that she's a strong woman and she has everything all curtailed. And I know that with the help of God, and she would definitely pull through.
You know, looking at both of them, really, it's like a surprise. Mm-hmm. It's like some of the things she'll
say. Finally, she's agreeing.
It's like, yes. I just thought about the fact that, okay, yeah, I may have my sentiment. Mm-hmm. And my sentiment is the fact that we shouldn't bring them in yet. Mm-hmm. We should give them time. But apart from that, apart from the fact that my sentiment is just the fact that we need to give them more time, mm-hmm. I was also as surprised as mm-hmm. you were. Many people didn't see that coming.
No one.
But it became clear that Davido is really in love. Mm-hmm. And if that's the case, come on, why not? I mean, we should support love. I love love.
But
let's give them time.
We love love. Okay, it's fine. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. It's been a wonderful time, and thank you so much, Perpetual, for being on the show. It was an amazing moment. It was dramatic. It was crazy. It was an experience.
Oh, I'll tell my husband.
Oh, good Lord, please, 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 please. 2020 is coming. Lord, provide a boo.
Boo comment.
Boo comment. Boy, see it.
I see it coming. We take it.
We receive it. But yeah, so it's been a wonderful time. Remember, you can leave your review on iTunes review and yeah, on jamming.fm. And yes, my name is Banji of Lagos on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And yes, you?
My name is Perpetua, the beautiful one with no worries on Twitter and on Instagram. I am @_IamPerpetua without the L. Mm. So that's @_IAM. PERPETUA.
Papa, let me put you on the spot because you look like all this speaking. You're speaking. So I like the fact that you're speaking and you're accentuating. It's okay. It's fine. But can you say the same pigeon even as we close? But shout out to everyone who's been on the show. So yes, I want to tell you, can you say this word in pigeon?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, oh God.
Wait,
oh my God. Wait, relax. Wait, relax. So yes, so this is what the okra soup is drawing. I know it's simple, but try it.
Okra soup they draw now. I want it to come. Nobody said I draw it, they draw.
Guys, and that ends the show. I don't know what to say. Wait, can we just catch you on, you know, can
you? You don't catch wind, baby.
Shout out to your husband, by the way. We love you. High five.
Hey,
wonderful show. Yeah. Thank you so much. Make sure you come back for more. It's going to be an amazing moment. And check out Story 4 of the Gods.
Story of the Gods, yeah. On Jamit.fm with Perpetua. Mm. I am the one, the beautiful one,
I probably will just storm with my powers on that show very soon.
No problem. Yeah. You're welcome.
All right. See you guys. Bye-bye.